This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Valley time. This week, my guest is Megan Garber, staff writer at The Atlantic. Megan, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Oh, I am.
All right. 5,000 words.
5,000 words.
This has to do with a board game.
Oh, Scrabble.
Well done. 5,000 words added to the Scrabble dictionary this week, including new tech terms like hashtag, selfie, and vlog. Are those the tech terms that you would add?
I would adamantly not add vlog, even if it helps me win a Scrabble game.
I was going to say V is like a high scoring letter.
It's true. It's such a conundrum for the Scrabble fan who hates the word vlog. All right. I've got 10,000 pounds, and that is as in the British currency, not the weight.
The British currency.
Which is slightly a clue. It has to do with a selfie.
Oh, of course. I was just reading about this and looking at this monkey's photos.
Yeah.
This is like a monkey that took pictures with a guy's camera, and he's like, you know, he feels like it's copyright infringement for Wikipedia to use the photos of the monkey that the monkey took itself with his camera.
Yep, and the 10,000 pounds is the estimated court cost that it's going to cost him to sue Wikimedia over this debate.
I was looking at those photos, and they were so incredible. Like, the one photo of the monkey grinning this, like, I
yes.
just stole something grin. I would want credit for that, too, even if I didn't take it. All right, so I got something for you. 4 billion miles.
Is it a number of times around the Earth that something could travel?
We are talking about space. I'm going to give
billion.
It to you. You're close here. The Rosetta spacecraft arrived at this comet that I cannot, for the life of me, pronounce. Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Apparently, this thing traveled 4 billion miles over 10 years. Over the next few months, the flight team will look for a spot to land the spacecraft so scientists can study the surface of the comet. I saw this movie.
Awesome.
Bruce Willis was in it.
And also Ben Affleck.
Yes. All right. What do you got for me?
Okay. One tap.
Oh, man.
This was a hard one. Okay. It has to do with, how about pizza?
I'm just going to give up now.
So there is a new app called Push for Pizza, and its whole selling point is that with one tap on your phone, order a pizza without having to do any more work than that.
I hate this so much.
You're playing your Scrabble game. You've just won with vlog. You want to celebrate. You tap for a pizza, and there you are.
Our brightest minds hard at work. Megan Garber is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Megan, thank you very much for playing with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, happy Friday. Remember, there's a special version of Silicon Valley Online for listeners at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.